Okay, we're taking up the Griz, the first Griz in Tainios. It says Psachim Daf Nun Dalet. Yeah, so we're going to take a look at the Gemara first, which he pretty much quotes. So the Gemara says, so the Braisa says, I'm just going to paraphrase it. Ein bein tisha bav liyom kippurim, ela shezeh sveiko aser vezeh sveiko mutter. There's no difference between tisha bav and yom kippur, except that this safek is aser and this safek is mutter. My sveiko mutter, lav bein hashmasha shalo, because that's what really the Gemara is talking about, is what's the status of bein hashmashas. So I want to bring this as a raya. So the Gemara want to say that when the Braisa says, for this one it's sveiko is aser, this one sveiko is mutter, it was referring to bein hashmashas, which is the classic safek. Okay, so on Yom Kippur, safek bein hashmashas is aser, and by Tisha B'Av, you'd be allowed to do all these things, eat, whatever, the inuyim wouldn't apply until Tzeis Kochavim. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheisha B'Rei D'Rav Idi Lo, L'Kfiya D'Yarcha. No, it's still M'Kfiya D'Yarcha, meaning by Yom Kippur, when you have Alpiedim, if you have a Sveiko, means you have to fast 2 days. But by Tisha B'Av, they would never do that. Okay, fine. All right. So now the Gemara says, Halachol HaDvarim, and this is, like Rashi says, is a Milsa Ba'an Pei Nafshi. It's a separate diuk, separate point. Halachol Devarim Zevezeh Shavin. But regarding all other matters, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur are equivalent, are equal. Misayel the Rebbe Elazar, the Amar Rebbe Elazar, also Lalodim Shiyoshet Etzbo B'Mayim B'Tisha B'Av, Kederach Shasol Lahoshet Etzbo B'Yom Kippurim. So since you tell me they're equivalent in all other matters, so therefore it supports Rebbe Elazar's position that the Isser Achitza that applies to Yom Kippur because of Inuyim is exactly the same Isser Achitza when it comes to Tisha B'Av. Namely, Asur Loshid Afilo Etzbo B'Mayim. Okay? So now the Gemara says, Meisvei, Ein Bein Tisha B'Av L'Tainis Tzibor El Shazel Asur Basiyas Malacha V'Zeh Mutter Basiyas Malacha. V'Zeh Mutter Basiyas Malacha B'Makam Shenago. There's no difference between Tisha B'Av and a Tainis Tzibor, except that by a tainus tzibor, meaning for like Yishamim in Eretz Yisrael, it's aser basiyas malacha. But by Tisha B'Av, it's mutter basiyas malacha b'makom shenago. There's no intrinsic iser malacha. Depends on the minig makom. Halachol divrayim zevezeh shavin. But so what's the deduction here? That when it comes to all other matters, they're equal. V'ilo gabi tainus tzibor tanya kishamru aser brachitza lo amru ela kol gufo. But the problem is that by a tainus tzibor for geshamim, you could have rechitzas panav yodav araglav. It's only an iser of kol gufo. So it would appear that the two brises are in contradiction. The first brise you're telling me is etzbo b'mayim. And the second Bryce is telling me that no, Panav Yodav Araglav is mutter. Amar Rav Papa, Tana Kuli Kuli Ktani. Rav Papa answered, no stira. Both Bryces are true. Why? Because the Bryce is only stating kulas, it's not stating chumras. Okay, Rashi, Tana Kuli Kuli Nakat, Kol Hani Ein Bein Chad Tana Amrinu. All these two cases of Ein Bein the Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, and Ein Bein the Tisha B'Av Tainus Tzibor is one Tana. V'Kuli Kuli Nakat, Bereisha, V'Kuli Kuli Nakat, he's talking about Kulas. Bereisha Tana, what do you get rid of, Bein? Ein Tisha B'Av Kal, Yom Kippur, L'Chad Chila, El Shazes Sveiko. And they're telling you the kula of Tisha B'Av, that you don't have Sveika D'Yoma. V'seifa Tana ain Tisha B'Av kal mitayna sibor el inyan malacha. And now it's telling you another kula, that Tisha B'Av doesn't have an issa malacha. Uvachumre the chomer Tisha B'Av mitayna sibor lo ayri hacha. The tedek mina zev zeh shavin. And therefore, but the chomer is of how Tisha B'Av is more chomer than the Taina Sibor, the Taina's not talking about it. That you should make a deduction, Zev is Eshoven. Uli Olam, Linyan Rechitza, Tisha B'Av chomer. And quite frankly, and bottom line is, Tisha B'Av, quite frankly, is more chomer than a regular Taina Sibor. Okay? That's the Gemara. Satosa says, Kuli kuli k'tani, below the Rebbe Lazar, the Asur Lahoshit Etz Bo, B'mayim, Sarach Lomar, kuli kuli k'tani. Even if you take Rebbe Lazar out of the equation, you're still going to have to tell me that the Brisa is teaching you kula. Kulas. D'ha betisha b'av l'chol apachas kol gufo asur, afila betzonan. Because on Tisha B'Av, Kol Gufo, at the very least, is Asar. Uvetaynis Sibor Mutter. Kidem Betzonan. Kidemukum Perakama, the Tainis. Okay? So that's the Kasha that the Grizz, right? That's the Kasha the Grizz mentions. What I just want to understand is, just a little bit better, if I may, like, well, what's this kasha? Well, what's the point of this kasha? Is there a point? Like, what's really the kasha? Okay? I'm just asking a simple question. What's really the nature of Tosa's question? Okay, true, big deal, so what? Let's think, Tosus is the one who quotes the Gemara in Tainus, right? So it's fair game for us, right? We're allowed to look it up. So what does the Gemara there say? Amar Rafram Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chista, Kol Shehu Mishum Evel, Kigon Tisha B'Av, Ve'Evel, Asar Bein B'Chamin Bein B'Tzona. Kol Shehu Mishum Tainug, Kigon Tainus Sibor, Bechamin Aser, Bitsonan Mutter. Okay? So, Kol Shu Mishum Evel, Kol Tainus Shaasru Chachamim Rechitza Mishum Evel, Kigon Tishabav, Shehu Mishum Avelis Chorban, Vekol Shekain Evel Mamish, Shemeso Mutter, Shemeso Lefonav, De Islate Sairatuva, Aser bein b'chamin bein b'tzonan. Right? But you don't say it. But a tiny sibor, which is not machmas evel, so then only chamin is aser, tzonan is mutter. Right? That's what the Gemara says. So what Tosis's question, I think, therefore is that even before you come to Rebbe Lazar and his equivalence between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, okay, but when you look at Tisha B'Av intrinsically, the question is there already, meaning the question on the Braisa is Machmas Tisha B'Av as a Yom Avel. Since it's a Yom of Avelus, the question already exists. So the Gemara shouldn't be raising the Meisvei based on Rebbe Lazar taking it a step further to Yom Kippur. Intrinsically, Tisha B'Av's a problem. That, I believe, is what his question is. And it's why didn't the Gemara realize why did after Meisvei it seems to be motivated by Rebbe Lazar's deduction. No, intrinsically, when you look at Tisha B'Av, you know it's a Yom Avelis. What, did the Gemara forget it's a Yom Avelis? And that's why, you see, that's why also, you know, it's not just Tosfos saying, what do you mean, without Milsa the Rebbe Lazar, because Tisha B'Av l'chol hapachos kol gufo aser. No, maybe, how do you know? Maybe without Rebbe Lazar, you don't know that. So, but the pshat is, it's not just because, so you'll say, but maybe the Gemara's not going like the Gemara on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. You know, you'll play one of those pshat games. But the answer is that Tosfos is saying that's not possible, because this is part of the character of Tisha B'Av. It's a Yom Avelis. Nobody can hold it's not a Yom Avelis. And the minute you hold it's a Yom Avelis, so then that's it. Then already you know that it's not equal to a Tainus Tzibor. It has a different character. So therefore you'd have to say Kuli Kitani without that. That's really what Tosfos Kasha is. It seems that the Gemara is ignoring its identity as a Yom Avelis. And that doesn't sit right. You understand? There's an underlying idea that Tosfos is showing you that it seems that the Gemara is rejecting Tisha B'Av as a Yom Avelis, and that's simply impossible. That's what his kasha is. Now, if you're wondering why did the Griz ask it that way, so you'll know if you read the piece, because if you ask the kasha that way, you're already starting to get into the answer. So the Griz knows how to present the piece of Torah. When you're asking the kasha, you don't start giving away the answer already. But I think for us, it's okay if we do that, because we really want to understand the real nature of Tosfos' question. All right? Just want to explain in case you were bothered by, well, it's very nice what you're saying, but how come the Griz didn't say all that? I know why. Okay? And you do too. You have to understand, that's you have to ask Akasha. Or else it's stam. What is a bunch of bakiyas here? But pshat. It's also about some pshat. Okay, what's the difference? What the Gemara asked the question on? Okay, so they asked about Rebbe Lazar. Okay, you're right. It could have asked that one too. You know what I mean? Guy will start saying, talking like that. But that's not what Tosfos is trying to say. He's trying to show you an important point here. That the Gemara seems to totally be negating, in a way, the whole identity of Tisha B'Av as a Yom Avelis. And that's not possible. V'hanira lomar b'zeh, dihine b'emes t'betish v'av nemru bo shnei dinim, chada din tainis, v'shenis nohagim bei dinei avelis, u'kidesanyi b'tainis daf lamed, kol mitzvos anohagos b'evel, nohagos b'tish v'av, u'rechitza ba'atzma surah b'tish v'av mitrei taimi. Okay, so there's two dinim by tish v'av. It's tainis, and it's also avelis. And rechitza, in fact, is usher for two reasons. Chad mishum isur the tainis to also gamber achitza, because the tainis tibor. V'shenis midin avelis uchemavur lehejib abraisa hanal to kachoshev lerachitza b'hadi mitzvos and ahagas be'evel shenahagas be'betish above. Okay, that's what the Gemara there says. Kol mitzvos and ahagas be'evel nahagas betish above. V'yu and sham the pirish Rashi the goris b'abraisa gamhar the tish above also b'achilish to see ya. So you'll say to me, but one second, how do you know from that Gemara, that Braisa, that there really is what? Ideas of that Rechitz is because of Avelis? No, because Rashi's gear says even Achil and Shasia, which is certainly not because of Avelis. So maybe that's because of Tainus. So maybe you'll say, according to Rashi, you have no Raya that Rechitz is also because of Avelis. Because maybe it's like Achil and Shasiyah. It's also because of the Tainus. He says, Ochein harif rabbeinu chananel v'arash lo garsi v'abraisa Achil and Shasiyah. Mishum v'Achil and Shasiyah lo nohagi be'evel. V'abraisa kachosh v'rak mitzvah senahagas be'evel shenahagas betisha b'av. U'mini kachosh v'abraisa gam l'rechitza mavur lehejia de rechitza betisha b'av asura gam mishum avelis. V'cheinu lehejia betainus taf yud gimel. Amar Rafram Bar Papa Amar Rav Chista Kol Shum Mishum Evel Gon Tisha B'Av Ve'Evel Asa Bein B'Cham Bein B'Tzonan Harei Lehedji Degam Rechitza B'Tisha B'Av Asura Mishum Evel. Okay, So he just wants to... He's not saying Rashi's really arguing. He's just saying you might not say you have a proof from Rashi. You know what I mean? He's not setting up a machlokas there. Rashi also holds this way. But you just don't have a raya from that memra. V'yuin shem b'tainis taf lamed kol shu mishum tisha b'av asu lechol basa v'asu lishlos yayin. Everything that's due to tisha b'av, you're not allowed to eat basa, you're not allowed to drink yayin. V'asu lirchots. U'pirish Rashi shem, dekayim al shas sudas ha-mafsekes. Obviously. Can't tell me it's also to eat meat and drink wine on Tisha B'Av. Okay? So he says it's going on the Suda Mafsekis. Uva Rosham B'Shem HaRamban Kol Shu Machmas Tisha B'Av Zehu Suda Shu Mafsik B'Av She'osu Lechol B'Av Basa V'Lishtos Yayin U'Mekevan Shekiba Lov K'tzas Avelas Osu Lirchatz V'Afal Gav Dakati Lochal Tisha B'Av Aval benilas asandal v'shardini avelas ene noeg atchetechshach ad kan l'shono. Va'ayin shem b'dvarav shepasakein la'alacha demishas suda hamafsekes shekvar hischil ba'avelas harehu asur berchitza v'sicha kamo tisha b'av ba'atzmo. V'zeu rak b'shem isra avelas darei atainis akati lo chalalei b'shas suda hamafsekes. Okay? Now I just want to point out something here. Yeah, that's an interesting shita. And it's really a machlokas rishonim. In other words, is there an issur rechitza from the time of the Suda Mafsekes and on? So the Ramban is quite insistent that there is. And he says, and what's his reason? Mikivan shekibal of ktsas avelas. So of course the Grizz is bringing this in as a raya that there's a whole din of rechitza and avelis. That's his point, because there's no shame tainus that can't be at Suda Mafsekes. So it has to be because of the framework of avelis. Now I just want to point out something, that there's two ways to formulate such a halacha like that by Suda Mafsekes. In other words, conceptually speaking. And just before I tell you what that is, by the way, it's a machlokas rishonim. In other words, the Rambam and the Rif and others do not have any issur rechitza openly, by the way. The Rif openly does not have an issur rechitza by Suda Mafsekes. Okay? So the reason why the Rif says there's no issur rechitza by Suda Mafsekes is because it has it's a din aninus. It's misha mesa mutalafanov. As a din of an onen. So that's why it's asa bebasa v'yayin. Because an onen is asa bebasa v'yayin. But there's no issa rechitza, because according to the Rambam and the Rif, all the dine avelis are not noheg until stima sagolo, until the kvura. There's just separate alachas of aninus. But it's interesting, and I'm sure many of you guys know this already, because, I mean, we've done this, and you might know it anyhow. We hold, however, the other way. We paskin, actually, like the Ramban. And the Ramban's famous shita is that the only thing that's all dine avelis are really noheg during aninus. From the time of the Misa, all Dine Avelis are Noeg. The only thing that's not Noeg is the Kumvases. But anything that's a Shev Al Taisa, Yisurim, are Noeg. So you could say simply that that's the Machlokas here. In other words, when the Ramban says that Mikevan Shekibul of Ktsas Avelis, also Lirchotz, he means that the Yisurei Avelis are Noeg at this point already. At the Shas Aninus. So that's exactly why it's the same halacha by Tisha B'Av as it would be by a regular Onen. That he's Asur and Basur V'Yayin, and he's also Asur Lirchatz. Because Shev Al Taisas apply. And the Rambam holds, the Rambam and the Rif hold, have no such idea like that, because they have no such idea like that by Stam Avelis. You know, Stam Aninus. That's one way to learn. Okay? And it's a very nice, clean way to learn. There's only one thing that throws it off, and that's the Ramban himself. I'm not going to analyze it now. It's really more the topic of the next Grizz, by the way. But since, you know, it's here, I want to mention it. The Ramban says like this. He says, Kol shu mishum tisha b'av. It's quoted in the Ran, by the way. If you don't have a Chiddush Ramban, it's the Ran here in Tainus. Okay? On Daf Yud, Dap Arif. Okay? It's the Ran, Garcinim b'gamara, Tana Rabbanim. So he says, Kol shu mishum tisha b'av, da'inu suda, masik b'av, osir lechol b'asav v'lishtos yayin. V'kach nir melashana tosefta, sheshonu. However, they only prohibited rechitz and sicha. Right, but what about Nilas Asandal? That's not usher. So the question is, why not? So he says, Shekach shana, but kol shum yisub yistish v'asal lechol bazo v'shtos yayin v'asal lechol shnei tashilin v'asal lirchotz v'losach v'hainu taima daf agav delo ayalakati tishabav rechitza v'sicha hanos dila achar shah ninu v'nira kerochetz b'tishabav. Umishum hachi aser, ha b'neilas hasandal v'shar dini avelus eino aser elamish etechshach. V'Rabbi Shmuel Polik v'omer she'ena schalas tishah b'av alav kol shah shu mutar lechol. So he gives a little bit. The question is, you know, can you make that? I'm just bringing it. You know, I'm just mentioning it that the Ramban makes it sound like that it's not just mere. Let me put it this way. What the Ramban is saying is, how did they make a distinction? Because you don't have all the Sheval Taisas of Avelis here. So he wants to say that because Rechitz and Sicha is something, the effects would be felt on Tisha B'Av itself. Whereas the other ones, they're always at the moment. So those they didn't prohibit. So if you want to argue that it's a din, so it almost sounds like it's not a din of normal aninus. Just mentioning it. It almost sounds like the avelus begins here, but they made a distinction with an avelus. Of course, the other side to argue back for the original formulation is the fact that, yeah, but why is it usar and basar and yayin? Basar and yayin is not usar and avelus. So it sounds like it's really a din of aninus. But somehow the avelus of the aninus, they made a distinction. I'm just pointing out, okay, it's not the purpose of this piece, but I just want to bring out those facts. But the bottom line is, one thing is the bottom line, is that you see that clearly that the Issa Rechitza is because of the concept of avelus. Okay? Okay, so let's go further. Okay, v'ayin sham b'dvar shepasukin. I read that right. Miu nira the gamishum isertainus aser brachitz. Oh, miu nira the gamishum isertainus aser brachitza. Darei mishum avelus eino aser b'tzonan rak kol gufo. Uvetisha b'av aser lahoshit afilo etzbal b'mayim. V'zer rak mishum isur the tainus. Right. So you see that there's an idea of a tainus here, that the aser brachitza is also novea from the tainus. Because by avelus, there's no issue to put your finger in water. You're allowed to wash. You can wash up. Okay? As long as it's sona. Uvehedji, naket Rebbe Lazar ben Milsei, the osu lahoshet etzbo b'mayim, kiderach shosu b'yom kippur. Harei demishum yisura detainis karsin in Allah, kamo yom kippur. Vechenu b'rambam, perek hei, milchus tainis. V'asav rechitza bein b'cham bein mitzonon v'filo shir etzbo b'mayim v'asav b'sicha shal tainug uv'nils ha-sandal uv'tash v'mita ki yom ha-kippur ad kan l'shona harei lehejit the tishba of dino ki yom kippur l'chol ha-chamish inuyim v'cheinu lehejit v'perish v'shnayis l'rambam b'sof tainus ayin sham v'nira d'zeo yisod milsei d'rebelaza l'ashminen the gambi sur de rechitza shemishum tainis ain din tishabav kishar tainis tibor te eno asa rakol gufo elik yom kippur da filo etzbo achas aser. In other words, that's exactly the din of Rebbe Elazar. In other words, everyone knew there's a framework of inuyim machmas tainis tibor, and Rebbe Elazar came to say which tainis tibor. It's the tainis tibor of yom kippur, not the tainis tibor of gishama. Okay. So the bottom line is, what's the upshot of all this? That there are two reasons that rechitza is aser. It's aser because of avelus, but it's also aser because of tainis tzibor. And Rebbe Elazar came to tell you that it's which tainis tzibor is it aser? Because of Yom Kippur. Like Yom Kippur. It's formulated like Yom Kippur. It's true that the inuyim of tainis tzibor now overshadow the inuyim of avelus. But the bottom line is, if a guy were to take a shower on Tisha B'Av, he'd be violating both the Avelis of Tisha B'Av as well as the Tainus Tzibor of Tisha B'Av. Now comes the grizz to, you know, for the home run. And you'll see, I mean, like, he's the master of, it's the master of Cheshbon with a Svara. Okay? Ulafiza hasugya de psachim mispaeres hatev. The kamaisi siyata lahada rebelaza meha brisa de ain bain tish above Leon Kippur. Halachal de vrayam zevizer shavin. Vishmami namized the din tish above Kiyom Kippur le inyan koli surei tainis. Uparachal ze meha brisa de ain bain tish above le tainis tzibor. Halachal de vrayam zevizer shavin. Hare the din tisha b'av kitainet tzibor by isurim shemach mestainis. Umemela the gamlein yirachitza tzarech lios isura rak b'chol gufo kamo tainet tzibor v'lom ki yom kippur. Umishani the tana kuli kuli k'tani. Ve'ein achanami the din tisha b'av ki yom kippur le'in yirachitza v'chol isurei tainis. Aval below milsei the Rebbe Elazar the tisha b'av shove le'yom kippur ein hechrech lomar the tana kuli kuli k'tani. Why? De'ein echanami the tisha b'av shava l'chol mili l'tainet tzibor l'inyan ha'isurim shemach mastainas. V'ha d'cholak m'tainet tzibor l'inyan rechitzas kol gufo b'tzonan zehu milsa achrita l'gamre mishum isar avelis. The tisha b'av yesh bo din avelis mosif al din tainet shabo. U'mishum isurid avelis hu da'asrinan rechitzas kol gufo b'tzonan. Right? Now, Tisha B'Av has an added idea of Avelis, super added to its status of Tainus. And it's because of the Isra Avelis, that's why you're telling me Rechitas Kol Gufo B'Tzon and Nizasa. Uchemavur Lehejib B'Divre Gamara B'Tainus Taf Yagimel. Kol Shu Mishum Evel, Gon Tisha B'Av Evel, Asa B'Mecham B'Mitzonan. Hare Darak Mishum Isurid Avelis Naguba. V'lo Mishum Isurid Tainus. Umizel Lo Airi Habraisa Klal. V'chol ha'pirchi rak l'Rebbe Elazar to kamar the gamlini surei tainis din tisha b'av ki yom kippur to aser af brachitzas mixas gufo b'tzonan. Masha ain't made din kain lo b'tainis tzibor v'lo b'evil. V'al ziyah shapir kasha me'abraisa dein bein tisha b'av tainis tzibor. The shema minah delinya din iser tainis tisha b'av shavu l'tainis tzibor v'lo ki yom kippur. U'mishum achi hutzruch l'shanas t'tana kuli kuli k'tani. U'mishev es heitev kushiyas atosas. So what's the Grizz's answer? The Grizz's answer is that these brises are completely an analysis of Tisha B'Av as an entity of Tainus, as a din Tainus Tzibor. That's why the Gemara, for instance, the Gemara never makes a deduction, what about Talmud Torah? It understood that the brises are simply an analysis of the aspect of Tainus Tzibor. So that's why you need a Rebbe Elazar, because Rebbe Elazar went ahead and from the first brisa, the Gemara said it's Misayeya, his shita, that midin tainus tzibor it's not just kol gufo, but even at zbo b'mayim, midin tainas tzibor. And now the second Bryce is saying, no, Tisha B'Av is like a tainas tzibor geshamim, and therefore kol etzbo b'mayim is not aser. So it's a stira insofar, what is its status as a tainas tzibor is the stira. So therefore the Gemara answered, kuli kuli k'tani. The two Bryces are absolutely talking about the din tainas tzibor Shabbat. But it's only talking about the kulas, never talking about the chumras. So therefore, there's no stira. But you can't now say, is the Gemara reject? No! Gemara's not rejecting Tisha B'Av and forgetting about the fact that it's a Yom HaVeilus, but that's apples and oranges. That's a different aspect altogether. It has nothing to do with our sugya. Our sugya is a sugya, and Bryce is about Tainas Tzibor. And that framework. And it's showing you that there's a stira in that framework that has to be resolved. But the other thing is not a stira, because that's qualitatively a whole different issue. And the Gemara is not talking about that whatsoever. So therefore, the Gemara is beautiful. They didn't forget that aspect. It just doesn't belong here. Just like the Gemara didn't conclude, Hava Hashav and L'chol Devrayim. Why didn't the Gemara say, one second, but here you can learn Torah on the Tainas Tzibor, and here you can't. Pekudei Hashem Asam Chilav, it's Aser. The reason why the Gemara doesn't bring it in, because it doesn't belong here. That's Midin Avelis. That has nothing to do with this sugya. So therefore, that's why the Gemara was not forgetful. The Gemara works perfectly, and Kuli Kuli Ketani is simply to answer the question within the framework of Tainas Tzibor. Okay? That's what the Grizz is saying. It's not denying its identity as a Chefzah Shel Yom HaVeilus. It's not the topic over here. The topic here is Tainas Tzibor. And within these two brises, you have a steer of which one is true. Is it like that Tainas Tzibor? Is it like that Tainas Tzibor? It sounds like the Tana is being Soser himself. So Gemara answers, Rav Papa said, no. Tana, kuli kuli k'tani. So he's only talking about the kulas, not talking about the chumras. And Enachanami, Tisha B'Av is maybe more mekel insofar as malacha, but it's more chamar insofar as rechitza. That's the Grizz's pshat in the Gemara. I mean, it's true. I mean, the Grizz is just working out the logic of the Gemara and also showing you that these two concepts apply. That's what the Grizz is setting up. He's showing you that the Yom Tisha B'Av has two identities, and therefore when you understand that, you can understand how this, and Rechitza has to comes under both, okay? It's one of the things that comes under both, and therefore you can work out the Gemara based on that concept, on that structure, that this is only talking about the Tainas Tzibor Shabbat. Of course, the Grizz is not explaining why, what the rationale of Rebbe Lazar to make Tisha B'Av Medin Tainas Tzibor like Yom Kippur. That he's not doing. You know what I mean? He's not trying to explain that the very halacha of Rebbe Lazar. Like, what is that idea? But that's not what the Grizz is doing. That's not an interesting thing. Why did Chazal not leave the Inuya Medin Tainas Tzibor like a regular Tainas Tzibor for Tzara? But they somehow threw it into the realm of Yom Kippur. That's an interesting question. There's again, Tosis is just raising the issue. He just says, but you have to say Kuli Kuli Ktani even if you didn't have Rebbe Lazar. He's just pointing you towards the issue. The Grizz is explaining why the Gemara neglected it. It didn't neglect it because, like we said in the Kasha, how could it forget about the Yom HaVeilus? That can't be a matter of dispute. That's the nature of Tisha B'Av, it's a Yom HaVeilus. As the Gemara clearly says on Yud Gimel, less man the Pollock. But the answer is, it neglected it, not because of neglect. It simply doesn't belong here. This is analysis of Tainas Tzibor Shabbat, not the concept of HaVeilus. And that's and the brises are a steer in that framework. I think it's pretty sharp. It's like really beautiful. I think it's like a certain beauty, you know, the way he saw sees a Gemara. Nothing, you know, ad hoc, a chop schlop. It's clear. So that's why he threw in the Talmud Torah there. He threw it in quickly, but he doesn't make a lot, but he's made, that's a very powerful point. You see, the Gemara is not Osake in the Din Avela Shabbat. Why didn't he ask other differences, like Talmud Torah? But that's not the Parsha here. The Parsha here is Tanya Sibor, not the Yom Avela Shabbat.